Good morning. Hey, where's our wagon? Who's on wagon patrol today?
There we go.
All right. We can't have a kid story without a wagon, or I guess we could. Oh, here comes the wagon. All right. How are you guys this morning? I'm glad to see you. I have a story that involved Jesus. Who here knows who Jesus is? Okay, three people, four people know who Jesus is. Okay, five people, six, seven. Wow, Jesus is spreading fast in this group. This is a story where Jesus is going from one place to another. Now, how did they get around from town to town back in Jesus' time? Did they have buses? What'd they do? They walked by feet as opposed to walking on their hands or their elbows. So they walked by feet, and one of the time that he was walking by feet to one place, there were these people that came up to him, but they were something that made them different. There was 10 of them, and they had something going on with their skin. It wasn't the color of their skin. It wasn't the moisturizer they were putting on their skin. They had a skin problem, a disease called leprosy, and it was nasty. It looked bad, and people were scared of these 10 people and any other people who had them who had leprosy. Other people were afraid of them, and they couldn't be in the town with other people. So imagine if you had something that made everybody else so scared that they made you go be away from other people. Yeah. Okay, so like if it was on your face, it could like scar it, and it just, you probably didn't look that good. So maybe kids were afraid to look at you. You probably didn't feel that good. So these 10 people who had this problem, they come up to Jesus and they say, "Master, can you please help us?" So they saw in Jesus some ability to maybe help them out. And do you know what Jesus said to them when Jesus was out on his walk? He said something. I want you to think about this, because the pastor today is going to be talking about blessings and curses and the power of words. Jesus used his words and he says, "Go show yourself in the temple to the priest." That was his way of saying, "I've got a plan." And do you know that on their way to that, they became healed? Their skin like cleared up. So you have to understand that that was not only good news for the way their skin looked, that gave them their life back. Now they weren't going to be made fun of or asked to live outside of the town or yell, "I'm unclean," every time they come near other people. He was giving them their life back. And as they went from where they saw Jesus to where he told them to go, they noticed that their skin was getting better. So what do you think all 10 of them did when they saw they were getting better? What? They kept on walking. 9 of them kept on walking. Now, that is what Jesus told them to do, but what do you think one of them decided to do? What? One of them said, "Thank you." Do you know that you guys have words that are powerful too? Jesus has powerful words. God has words that are so powerful, they make things happen that weren't there before, like light and air. But you guys have powerful words too. And do you know that two of the most powerful words you will ever say are "thank you"? You knew it, didn't you? You knew those are the two words. So this is what I want you guys to remember. I want you guys to be the one. 1 out of 10, that's not good enough. I don't want you guys to be the 9 that just have something great happen to you from God and think, "Oh, all right, that's great," and you just keep on walking. I want you to be part of the group that says, "Thank you, God." Goes out of your way to come back to God and says, "Thank you." And you know what? We're going to do that on a larger level today. So I'm going to stand up so the bigger kids can hear me. I'm going to have some helpers pass out some blank little thank you cards today for you guys. So as the children are coming to you to collect their offerings with their baskets, you're also going to be handed out little thank you cards. Now, between now and the end of the service, I would like you to think about what it might be that Pastor Greg and Jill have done for you or meant to you or shared with you. And I would like to encourage you to take the opportunity to write out a little thank you to them. And you can either put it in the offering plate when it's collected, or you can hand it straight to one or the other or both of them at the end of the service, okay? I want us to be part of the one, not part of the nine that might think about it but never acts on it, okay? So let's stand up, everybody. You guys are going to collect offering. My helpers are going to deliver the cards. Let's pray, okay? Let's pray. God, thank you so much for the things that you do for us. You do so much more than we stop and thank you for, but we are grateful, and today we're making a point to say thank you. Amen.